Harry Arter, making your competitive debut tonight for Ireland. It's been a long time coming since that first cap against England. You must be delighted.
Yeah, really pleased. You know, obviously the individual wise for me, it's nice to, you know, get the competitive game now out of the way and hopefully can push on. And it was nice to be part of a team that won. So all in all, a very good night.
Yeah, just to get it out of the way first before we talk about the match, there was an awful lot of rubbish going on around the last couple of internationals that you might be going to play for England. People just seem to be taking some rumours and it got out of hand. So you must be delighted to put that to bed as well.
Yeah, there's no way if I ever do miss one again through injury that rumour can come out. So yeah, pleased that's been squashed now. And as I said at the time, I didn't realise how serious it was that people were talking about it. But you know, in the end, I just laughed it off. And you know, thankful tonight to have played and to get the win.
Were you nervous tonight before you went out?
Honestly, not really, no. You know, it's a game of football and there's a lot worse things that can happen if you don't win, so you know, I wasn't nervous.
You're on the left of the diamond tonight at the start of the game. You seem to move more central then for the second half and you seemed a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, I felt, you know, say I haven't overly played in that position, but you know, if I want to play in this team, I have to be prepared to play wherever the manager decides to put me. But it feels more natural playing in the centre. I felt as the game went on, I felt a lot more, you know, suited to the deeper role. And I thought David Marlowe, when he came on, was brilliant and felt as a partnership we worked very well. So, no, it was in the end, I felt as the game went on, I got more into the game.
Fair to say Austria had the better of the play in the first half.
Yeah, I would say on the ball they probably did, but chances-wise, I'd say we probably had the best of the game, really, in the first half. You know, Johnny Waters' chance was a great move and felt probably chances-wise, we probably just shaded it with that one chance. I think they played a lot in front of us and we defended very well. By the, you know, hitting the bar, I don't think they really affected us in much more in the first half.
You would have a good view of the goal itself. What were you thinking?
Well, James was unbelievable. The build-up from that, the way, you know, David broke forward with the ball was brilliant. And, you know, Wes, I felt the pass was spot on. And James had a lot to do, really. He was so powerful the way he ran through, and it was a great finish.
And I'm not sure if you'd be aware, but, you know, Ireland have been criticised before for taking a lead in a match and then maybe regressing or defending too deep. That didn't happen tonight.
No, I felt we was on the front foot for the majority of the game. You know, albeit they had the ball quite a lot, I felt we pressured them quite high. We didn't let them settle. We probably done to them what they'd done to us in the first half, really. We pressured them quite high. And I felt we fully deserved our win. Second half, we kept them at bay by one chance. So, no, it was a great night.
And Ireland really in control of the group now, 10 points on the top of the table. Austria, one of the big rivals as well, have dropped 8 points in 4 matches. So you've really got the group by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah, it said over to the guys over there, I felt, you know, Austria, if you look at it, were probably the strongest side in this group on paper. To come here and get a result against them and put them in a lot of trouble, really. They had a lot of pressure on them tonight and I felt they started the game well. And I have to say the pressure is even more so on them now. We've got a very good return from the first 4 games and we can't rest on that. We've got a massive game against Wales next and, you know, if we win that, then, you know, I'd say we're in a fantastic position.
And that'll be like a derby match, won't it, next year?
Yeah, it will be. It'll be a great atmosphere. You know, Wales have come on leaps and bounds, I'd say, in the last 3 or 4 years. And, you know, they come here and they got a draw, so we can take confidence from, you know, we'll be able to hurt them. So, you know, yeah, I think we'll do well. Yeah, it was a nice feeling coming off the pitch and, you know, I felt a lot more part of it this time around. You know, and to see the fans so happy at the end, it was a very nice feeling for myself. Not had that before at this level, so, you know, it was a very proud moment for me. And there's another big 4 months club-wise for me now, so if I want to get into the Wales game, I'm going to have to keep trying to perform for Bournemouth. And if I do that, then hopefully it will give me another chance.
Jack Wilshere has given you a huge amount of praise in the press over the last while. Do you feel playing with him yourself has helped you along?
Yeah, it probably has, really. I think Roy Keane touched upon it in the week by saying, you know, players come on when they play with better players, and you probably don't realise that until, you know, someone says that to you. So, you know, I feel my form this year has been, you know, probably the best it's been in a long while. It might be, at first, it might have thought it was just a coincidence with Jack, but, you know, probably now looking at it, he's probably helped me a lot. You know, he's an unbelievable player, takes up great positions, and he's someone that I really enjoy, you know, playing with.
And you're just eager now to get more international caps under your belt, yeah?
After tonight, yeah, of course. You know, it was great feeling, as I said. You know, a very proud moment for me, and yeah, I wish there was a game next week.
Thanks for stopping, Harry. Cheers, well done.